My name is John Erling, and today's date is March 31st, 2011.
My name is Bob Berry, or Robert G. Berry. I am 80 years old, born in 1931, February 28th.
Where are we recording this interview?
We are here in Norman, Oklahoma, at my home.
Where were you born?
Oklahoma City.
What hospital?
Wesley Hospital, which later became Presbyterian Hospital.
Your mother's name, maiden name, where she was born?
Glasgow, and she's from Gainesville, Texas.
How did she make her way to Oklahoma?
Well, my father was born in Paris, Texas, and mother and father, both of their fathers, went bankrupt during the Depression of 29. They didn't know each other. They both moved to Oklahoma City to try to regroup, I suppose. That's where they met. So she grew up in Gainesville, but moved to Oklahoma City, and my mother and father met in Oklahoma City and eventually, of course, married.
Your father's name?
Jack Emmett Berry. They call him Jack or John.
What did your father do? What was his profession?
My father was a self-made man, put himself through night school in Oklahoma City, and went to work as a general flunky at the savings and loan. In those days, they called them billing and loans. When he died at age 66, he was chairman of the board. He was a self-made man and just a terrific person with people, a people person. Dad was very, very successful because of his own doing.
That was his main profession then?
Savings and loan.
And what about his education?
He went to TCU when he was in Texas, but folks couldn't afford that anymore. And so he went to night school in Oklahoma City.
Did you have grandparents on the scene?
Yes. My grandfather on my mother's side died before I was born. And my grandmother and grandfather on my father's side I knew for many, many years. I was pretty close to them. Dad's mother and dad, in other words.
What's the first house you remember here in the Oklahoma City area? Where did you remember living?
On 20th Street, near Classen High School, Northwest 20th, just off Ellison.
So you would have gone to kindergarten out of that home?
I went to kindergarten at Gatewood, and then folks bought this home in Oklahoma City, which in those days was the outskirts. Now it's one of the main areas, near Taft Stadium. But anyway, I went to Cleveland Grade School in Oklahoma City, Taft Junior High School and Classen High School.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
I have one brother, Jack, who's still alive, and he's 84. We aren't estranged by any means, but we're totally different. Absolutely different as night and day. He has no interest whatsoever in sports. He was an insurance type over the years, and I love him dearly, but we just don't have much in common.
Four-year difference in age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was in World War II. When you have 4 years difference, that's really a big difference because you were 3 years in junior high. And by the time I got to high school, he had just graduated, so that's the way it was. I never was really in school with him.
I'm 6 years older than my brother, so
yeah.
I understand that feeling. So as a young boy, elementary and all, were you interested in sports from the get-go?
Baseball was my big love, and I still do love baseball. It's the greatest sport ever invented, without question, because it has every athletic ability. You need to jump, throw, catch, run, slide. It just has every aspect. It's a great, great sport, baseball. It's not as popular in the modern day as football and basketball, perhaps, but baseball was always my love. And primarily, if you're interested in details, my dad's mother's great uncle owned half of the Oklahoma City Indians minor league baseball team. Therefore, I got free tickets when I was a kid to go to the Oklahoma City Indians games. As a matter of fact, got to pitch batting practice. Well, I thought I was really a stud. I was about 15 years old pitching batting practice to these minor league baseball players, which are just bigger than life to me. That's how I grew up, just going to every baseball game I could go to.
Well, you must have been a star among your friends, too.
Oh, they thought I was really a stud, you know. In fact, I signed an autograph, and somebody thought I was a member of the team, and that word got out, and it was embarrassing that I was signing autographs.
What field did they play on?
Well, there was a ballpark in 4th and Pennsylvania in Oklahoma City, which was Holland Field, and then it became Texas League Park. Anyway, that's where the Oklahoma City Indians played.
They were the farm club of the Cleveland Indians.
Right.
You recall watching players that turned out to be major league stars at that time?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Al Rosen, Pounding Paul Easterling, names you probably don't even heard of, but that was before integration. And so really don't know any of the black players who were great for Cleveland until after I was much older.
I had an Al Rosen baseball card.
So oh, did you? Yeah, Al Rosen was a big stud, I remember. There was a bunch of others. Yeah, I was out there every night because I got in free, and it was really fun to watch them.
Wasn't Rogers Hornsby a manager of that club?
Yeah, very briefly. He was unsuccessful as a manager.
Oh, really?
Oh, very much so. It was like Superman being manager of a bunch of clods. I mean, Rogers couldn't put up with the minor league capabilities or lack thereof, so he was not a good manager.
You would have been about 10 years old then. So did you see him as a manager?
Yes.
Because you were down there so much?
Every night we were there, really, literally, every night. Because of no air conditioning in those days and free tickets. Went with my grandparents.